Hello and welcome to episode 49 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about new medical language, thyroxine malabsorption, body mass and celiac diagnosis, the trouble with gluten-free school lunches, osteoporosis, and creamy lavender spinach soup. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2012, use the term PODCAST11, that's podcast in all small letters, followed by the number 11, and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the term PODCAST11 using all small letters and the numerals 1-1. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. New celiac medical language. In an international conference to address the main forms of gluten reaction, researchers announced the development of standardized terms, a new classification system, and a diagnostic roadmap for clinicians. The new classification establishes gluten sensitivity as a separate condition from celiac disease. For the first time, scientists are offering an accurate diagnostic procedure for gluten sensitivity. They confirm that to correctly diagnose gluten sensitivity, celiac disease, and wheat allergy must be excluded with appropriate diagnostic tests. Approximately 1 in every 100 people has celiac disease, but 60 to 70% of the people who express difficulties and report to clinicians for treatment actually suffer from gluten sensitivity. Overall, an estimated 6% of people of European descent may be affected by gluten sensitivity, which would make it one of the most common pathologies in the world today. Thyroxine malabsorption. People with thyroiditis and untreated celiac disease may suffer from reduced thyroid-stimulating hormone levels. According to a new study, those people may require supplemental doses of thyroxine. However, according to the same findings, following a gluten-free diet seems to require less thyroxine to normalize their hormone levels. The researchers conclude that malabsorption of thyroxine may offer a new way to detect celiac disease in the future. Body mass and celiac diagnosis. Following recent findings, a clinical gastroenterology research team is calling for doctors to ignore body mass when assessing patients for new celiac disease screening. People with clinical celiac disease are now presenting widely varied symptoms, while classic symptoms are becoming less frequent. Overweight and obesity are increasingly common in undiagnosed celiacs. The team of the recent study points out that obesity has become the most prevalent nutritional disorder among children and adolescents, and that rates of overweight and obesity have doubled in a single generation. They use these facts to encourage doctors to screen for celiac disease without regard for a patient's body weight, and thus speeding diagnosis and avoiding possible clinical consequences for patients. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. Trouble with gluten-free school lunches. Public schools are now more widely offering gluten-free lunches. However, schools in Northamptonshire, UK, have been ordered to discontinue two particular gluten-free meals. Nutritionists overseeing the project discovered gluten in a supplier's gravy powder used to make shepherd's pie and beef bolognese. County officials have asked for a full investigation into the cause of the problem. Should we expect problems like this to become more regular as we transition gluten-free food into new areas? Are these problems actually a good sign that gluten allergy awareness is increasing? Perhaps better gluten-free food options lie just around the corner. Tell us, what do you say? Let us know your thoughts on the matter. Osteoporosis. This story comes to us from the Winter 2012 Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Be sure to take a look at our online sample or sign up for your very own copy at journalofglutensensitivity.org. It has been recognized for several decades that both children and adults with celiac disease have an increased frequency of osteoporosis or bone fracture. Osteoporosis is a disease characterized by reduced bone mineral density and impaired bone architecture. One of the main causes of osteoporosis is an alteration in bone remodeling due to an imbalance between bone formation and resorption, with a predominance of resorption, resulting in reduction of bone mass and increased risk of fracture. Villus atrophy in celiac patients reduces the active absorption surface of the small intestine. It also induces excess fat in feces, referred to as steatorrhea, which has a chelating effect on calcium and vitamin D, making absorption even more difficult. Malabsorption of fat-soluble vitamins, including vitamin K, is commonly found in celiac patients. Current data on the role of vitamin K in osteoporosis results from clinical observations showing that chronic use of vitamin K antagonists such as warfarin increases risk of vertebral and rib fractures. Vitamin K supplements can help reduce such fractures. Magnesium deficiency may be an additional risk factor for celiac-associated osteoporosis. This may be due to the fact that magnesium deficiency alters calcium metabolism and the hormones that regulate calcium. Several human studies have suggested that magnesium supplementation may improve bone mineral density. Lavender spinach soup. Here is the recipe for something we call creamy, vegan, lavender spinach soup. First, in a large saucepan, over medium-high heat, melt a tablespoon of butter or your favorite buttery spread. Then, add a whole diced white onion, 2 cups of fresh baby spinach, and 2 diced zucchinis. Saute until the onions are translucent, approximately 5 minutes. Then add mint, orange zest, and 1/2 cup of cooked quinoa. Let that simmer together for another minute. Now add 4 cups of brewed green tea. Reduce the heat to medium. Cover that and cook it all down for about 20 minutes or until the quinoa is tender. Add sea salt, pepper, an avocado, a pinch of curry powder, and a pinch of dried lavender. Finally, pour the mixture and some crushed macadamia nuts into a food processor. Puree it all until smooth. Serve immediately. Enjoy. And that's all for this episode of the podcast edition. From everyone here at celiac.com, thank you for listening.